Well, we reported some of this story last week. Florida Governor Rick Scott, Republican, has rejected, get this, $2.4 billion of federal money allocated to his state for the construction of high-speed rail. This is a big Obama initiative. Listen to Scott.
If you enter into a project where the other, it's not a good job, not a good transaction for the other side, it always comes back to be a problem for you.
Now, this would have been a marquee project for President Obama, as we just said, who made it his administration's goal to provide high-speed rail access to 80% of Americans in the next 20 years. Unsurprisingly, this is costing the governor some political points on both the left and the right. That's what happens when you turn down $2.4 billion coming to your state. Well, joining us now is Florida Republican Senator Paula Dockery. Her district covers five counties north and west of Orlando, which, Senator Dockery, I assume is an area where the high-speed rail would have been constructed.
It is.
So you were with Governor Scott on his budget-cutting austerity measures, some sort of anti-Washington measures at first, but now you're not.
Well, I was with Scott on what we need to do in the state of Florida to balance our budget. I'm a state senator, and I'm focused on what's in my purview of things that I can and cannot do. On this particular project, what was fascinating is that the state of Florida revenues were not needed at all for this project that would have created 23,000 jobs in our state, which is desperately, desperately looking for high-wage, high-technology types of jobs.
Paula Dockery, Florida Republican state senator from in and around Orlando. The governor said he was concerned that after construction, once this high-speed rail has to be operated, that Florida is going to be on the hook. And a lot of members of your congressional delegation say that's not necessarily going to be the case. What are you all doing to try to convince the governor that Florida won't be on the hook eventually for a lot of money?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't had the ability to convince the governor because the eight consortiums that were putting together bids for the project were never given the opportunity to submit those bids because the governor had not allowed the request for proposal to go out. In those bids, they would have shown that they were going to assume any cost overruns on construction. They were going to assume all risk of ridership because basically the construction would have been paid for by the federal dollars. And so the only thing that the consortiums would have to cover is operation and maintenance. And they were not only confident that it would cover that, but that they would turn a profit. And the consortiums were saying that they were willing to put somewhere between $200 and $400 million on the table of private investment to cover that portion of Florida's share that needed to be a match for one of the silos of money that we were getting from the federal government. So it was going to cost Florida taxpayers nothing. Of course, those who don't want the federal government to spend money, we were indeed taking federal dollars. But those dollars that Florida, if we reject them, they're not going back to reduce the deficit, which I agree is a very big problem. They're going to another state. So
they're
California,
going to high-speed rail projects in other states. And Senator Paula Dockery, lawmakers in California and New York and other states have said they'd be thrilled to have the money. That would make Florida's loss their gain. Well, the fight goes on. The governor has until Friday to accept or reject this offer from lawmakers to have somebody else shoulder the burden on high-speed rail. Florida Republican State Senator Paula Dockery, thanks for joining us. You can read more about this, by the way, on the transportationnation.org, where we're covering high-speed rail all month long.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.